Have you had your soup today? And the cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds.
Hey guys, welcome to Sheologians and our amazing intro.
That was amazing.
I am sitting here in the studio with Summer, who is cute and so smart and the perfect amount of sarcastic.
Joy. That's Joy. You're also cute and smart, and you can bake. Like, you can bake so well, and you're like the smartest girl I know. Love you.
We have the same descriptive words for one another.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we're such good friends.
Maybe.
All right, Summer. Okay. So why are we here today?
We are here because I had a friend who told me she was going to the if gathering. And I know like gathering is normally used for witches and they're not. But then I went on the website to find out what it was. And it was so bad that I thought I should do a podcast. Because people need to not go to this.
Right.
Or do these things.
Right. So here we are.
Here we are.
That's perfect.
That's what happened. That's actually exactly what happened.
Okay, so what goes on at this gathering?
Okay. Well, what I got from the website, and correct me if I'm wrong, except I'm not wrong, is that you go to this conference and you can activate the Holy Spirit, like the force. Or like, I don't know.
Like a superpower.
Like a superpower unleashing.
You put on your rings and then you're like.
Put the rings together and like a magical.
Holy Spirit, go.
Yeah. And it like comes out in the shape that you last baked cookies in or something.
Right.
It's really bad. So the point of the conference, if you go to their website, is to figure out how to unleash who you are.
Right.
Which, can you think of like a better study than yourself?
Right.
Right.
That's very marketable.
Very marketable.
It very much appeals to our selfish natures.
Yes. So it got me thinking, how many women can go to this website and decide whether or not to go to this conference or buy these materials based on what the website says? Like, how can we pinpoint what kind of like foundation do you have that you can look at and say, you know what? This is not biblical.
Right.
And so my concern was maybe not a whole lot of women can, or men. Men speak at the conference as well.
Yeah, we see an event, or maybe if it's a book or a movie or whatever, and it sort of appeals to...
Yourself?
Self. And maybe it's like wrapped in this little package of worshiping God or, you know, like finding God's will for your life, then you're just more... You become interested in it, but maybe we shouldn't just, like, the pretty, glittery packaging shouldn't be so appealing. We should know, like, certain things to look for that might say, like, maybe this is not exactly what you're looking for.
Right. And so it got me thinking, you know, because the whole purpose of this specific conference was to discover, to unleash this power within you, which I suppose is supposedly supposed to be the Holy Spirit. I'm not really positive. But it got me thinking, well, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Because I know it is definitely not to eat, pray, love your way into finding out who you are.
Right.
Because that's not the purpose of the Holy Spirit indwelling in
us. It's not the purpose of our like unique personalities at all.
No.
God didn't make, he made us in an artistic way, but he didn't do that so that we can like, you know, have adventures.
Right.
He did it for his purposes.
Right. The goal of our life is not to glory in our own abilities.
Right.
And so I think it brought me to really thinking about who is the Holy Spirit? Who is he in my life? And I know this guy actually that wrote a book on the Trinity. It's called The Forgotten Trinity. And
this guy. You know.
I have 50% of his DNA.
Right.
So I kind of know him a little bit.
Probably better than most.
Dr. James White, yeah.
Yep.
He rode his bike 100 miles today, by the way.
That's very impressive.
I know. How long? And you asked me how long it took, and I still actually don't know. I could have followed. Anyway.
It's okay.
So in his book, The Forgotten Trinity, he talks about the purpose and the role of the Holy Spirit. And I think a lot of Christians today like really need to study that, because the Holy Spirit, he is God in us.
Yes.
And he was not sent to be this thing that we have to unlock through finding ourselves.
Right. Notice we're calling him he.
He.
Not it.
He's an actual person.
Yes.
Not a force, not something you unleash or activate. He's not hiding, actually, because he's active in our lives.
Right.
Regardless of what we do or not. And so the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bear spiritual fruit within us, to point us to the cross, to testify of the truth. We see this all throughout the New Testament, and I just see these things being super devoid from these conferences that are just all about ourselves.
Right.
And finding the will of God. It's so simple, right?
Yes. Okay, well, that leads us to our next point. We can talk about God's will.
Right.
Prescriptive.
Descriptive.
Descriptive.
Two different kinds of wills.
Okay, why don't you tell us... Actually, I'm going to... prescriptive will of God, those are the things that we know because he left them for us and preserved them in his word.
In the word. The inerrant
Bible,
word, the Bible.
Which really isn't, that's not a difficult resource. I almost said if you're a Christian, it's not a difficult resource, but really for anyone, like it's.
Right. It's understandable. It's attainable. It's attainable
right.
knowledge that we can grasp and hold on to and have and be certain about.
Right.
Like, we know God's will because he wrote it down and he preserved it for us through the ages.
Right. And it may not appeal to your desire for self-discovery, but if your identity is in Christ,
yes.
then it's really not about, like, this life isn't about self-discovery. It's about,
right.
You know,
glorifying
God and
yeah.
enjoying him.
Yes.
So... Yes. Many blessings.
Many blessings. So I think we have a flip-flop in a lot of these pursuits of the will of God. People, I think, seem to want to pursue God's descriptive will, which
yes.
is something that has not been revealed to us. They are the things that come to pass. And so we know God's descriptive will in the past, like things that have happened. We know
right.
that everything that has happened is the will of God, but we don't know it until it comes to pass. And so what you have are people that are instead pursuing these unknown things that we cannot know, instead of pursuing what we should be, which is obedience
right.
and the law of God. And so when you instead pursue the wrong will,
yes,
you lose the whole point of the Christian life, which is the will of God is for you to obey.
Absolutely.
And we know what we're supposed to obey, and through obedience... God brings all kinds of wonderful and difficult things in our lives to pass. But ultimately, if your identity is in Christ and not in who you are, then God's prescriptive will is like a beautiful thing.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, and self is just another idol.
Yes.
So it will not fulfill you as much as it, even sometimes I think it appeals, you know, this whole like self-discovery, finding God's will for your life. It appeals to us sometimes because it's harder to be obedient.
Way harder.
And so, but ultimately, you know, in your endeavor of self-discovery, or if you want to, you know, package that as God's will for your life, it's a counterfeit idol, and it will not, as appealing as it is, it actually will not fulfill you.
Right. It brings about destruction.
Yes.
So one of my favorite studies is the book of Psalms, because there's like chapters and chapters and chapters
yes.
of the psalmist talking
so
about just loving God's law and that being the delight of his life. And so my question would be to anyone searching for God's will, if you haven't found it yet, then perhaps you're not delighting in God's law, because that's actually his will for you.
Right.
Ultimately. And what will bring you the most joy? And so I think there is a time and a place to have a discussion about like using our talents and the things that God has given us for God's glory.
Absolutely.
But that's a separate, that's not what we're talking about
right.
here, because we fully believe that.
Oh, yeah. Totally. If anyone
you know,
believes that.
We believe
it's us
that.
For sure.
There's a reason I'm not in accounting. I don't love it and I can't do math. And so I could probably say I know it's not God's will for me to be an accountant.
Right.
because I actually don't remember what 5 times 7 is right now, this very minute. And I get through life somehow, but I know that that's not God's will for me, clearly.
Okay, well, so what, actually, I want to take a moment to talk about what you actually do.
Can I do?
Sorry. Premature. Anyway.
What do I do?
Yes.
Well, I can't do math, but sometimes I string words together in sentences.
Well,
some people say so. Mm-hmm. My dad thinks so.
Yes, of course.
Thanks, Dad.
As he should.
He should.
Thanks,
so
Dad.
So I like to write, and I have a blog, and it lives at theologians.com.
Theologians.com?
Theologians.com. You know what? I need coffee. I have babies that don't sleep.
Right.
Yes. Thanks, Joy.
Yeah, there's so much grace on this show.
So all the grace, because we need it. Probably I have spit up on my pants right now. So thanks for having me. Yeah, sheologians.com is where this podcast and the blog will live. And so,
yeah, so if
come on over.
Yeah, so if you like listening to Summer's voice, then you can also read her
my voice.
On her blog. You know, I mean, voice is a literary device.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Think it works.
And I hear I have a strong one.
Yes.
I won most opinionated in high school twice.
I believe that.
So. Dang it.
Okay, so what do we want people to walk away? This was a short, I mean,
yeah,
we
micro.
Aren't, none of our podcasts are going to be super long. Mm. They're meant to be really accessible.
We're busy.
And a lot of times you will discover that the point of our show is that we have overcomplicated things like going to reading books and going to conferences to find out what God's will is for your life, when really, if you read your Bible's going to say, these are the things I want you to do. Please do them. If you do them, then God blesses you in his descriptive will.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what I want people to take away.
Right.
So that was great.
Yes.
So find us on iTunes.
Yes, you can find us on iTunes. And if you do find us there, you should rate us and comment,
yeah.
Please, whether you have nice things to say or unnice things to say. I like to read those too.
Really nice things to say.
Or really nice things.
Is what I want to read. All the stars.
And then you can also find this at sheologians.com,
yes,
as well as Summer's blog.
Woo-woo.
And
we'll see you next week.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're doing this every week.
Yeah.
So if you liked us today, do all those things we just talked about. And then also next week, listen to us again. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.